from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has repeated the Obama administration's call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Mr. Kerry said the timing of Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate, really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, a Syrian watchdog group said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the government fighters were shot execution-style at the Abu Dhuhr military airport. The killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has sworn in a new government. Former Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail is the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the ministers of Finance, Interior, and Defense, kept their posts in the new government. Last Saturday, former Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges. The new government will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. This is VOA News.